And so we're going to go from Maine to, I guess, more of a national perspective. And we have Yutaka Aoki. And Yutaka is assistant professor in the Division of Environmental and Occupational Health, Department of Health Policy and Management at Morgan State University School of Community Health and Policy. And he's an environmental epidemiologist, cross-trained in biostatistics and toxicology, and is a former Association of Schools of Public Health fellow at the U.S. EPA Endocrine Disruptor Screening Program. And welcome.
Thank you. I would like to welcome everybody to this D.C. metropolitan area as one of the locals. I have no disclosure in terms of financial relationships. I'll be talking about a cross-sectional association between thyroid disorders and thyroid health and overall health. And in terms of thyroid health, there are two major disorders of thyroid function. Compared to normal thyroid, hypothyroidism is characterized by underactive thyroid, which doesn't produce enough thyroid hormones, usually treated by thyroid hormone replacement therapy. And on the other hand, hyperthyroidism is the other opposite. It's overactive thyroid, which produces too much thyroid hormones, and the treatment includes antithyroid medications. Of these two, hypothyroidism is much more common. And in this talk, when I talk about treatment, I'll be mostly talking about thyroid replacement therapy. By the way, I have handouts in the back, and also it's uploaded online as well. The aim of this study was to describe cross-sectional association between thyroid health and overall health. When we talk about thyroid health, there are two aspects to it. One is biochemically determined hypo or hyperthyroidism. I might call it thyroid status, and treatment for thyroid disorder. As mentioned earlier, I'd be mostly talking about thyroid replacement therapy here, or combination of these two. By that, what I mean is most of us don't take THRT, and we have normal thyroid, so that could be considered as a healthy reference. Majority of us, probably 90% of us, belong to this category. And there are five other conditions, untreated or undetected hypothyroidism, untreated hyperthyroidism. If you're under treatment, you could be either appropriately treated or under-treated or over-treated. As a sort of outcome measure, I looked at two overhealth indicators. One is hospitalization during the past 12 months, and the other is number of prescription medications other than thyroid hormone medications concurrently taken at the time of the interview. This is a cross-sectional study based on National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey, survey year 1999 through 2002. And it covered nationally representative sample of non-institutionalized individuals aged 0 to 85 and over. Excluded due to small number is participants. There was only one individual in this survey who were taking antithyroid medication for hyperthyroidism. That person was not included. Predictors, as mentioned earlier, was a thyroid hormone replacement therapy. This is dichotomous variable, and the data was available for entire sample or interview sample of size about 21,000, and the other thyroid data, biochemical determined hypo or hyperthyroidism. This could be either normal, hypo, or hyper, and based on measurements of blood, thyroid stimulating hormone measurements. The data for thyroid status was available for thyroid subsample of size about a little over 4,000. Data was analyzed using STATAS survey suite for complex survey data, which allows proper weighting and proper variance estimation. And as you notice, two outcome variables are both count type. So we could use a Poisson type method. What I used was generalized negative binomial regression, which is like Poisson, but it's actually extension of Poisson regression that allows over or under dispersion of the dependent variable, and we can model the variation as a function of covariates. And, oops, it's not the bottom part is showing up, but not showing, but the effect measure, rate ratio for from this analysis is mean number of, say, prescription medication in comparison group over mean number of the same in reference group. I'll show you some raw data in terms first in term data through histograms. In terms of recent hospitalization, as you can see, there is not much difference across three thyroid status. Here is the raw data for prescription medication. Again, we don't see much difference across thyroid status. He has no treatment versus receiving thyroid hormone replacement therapy. Again, not much difference in terms of recent hospitalizations. Now, here we start to see some difference. Those receiving the thyroid hormone replacement therapy had a higher number of prescription medications. And you might notice that the variance for the outcome variable among those receiving the treatment was somewhat narrower compared to those who were not under the treatment. Now more to the numerical result. First hospitalization association, as we could see crude raw data, there was high thyroid status were not associated with hospitalization. But the treatment for hypothyroid or thyroid hormone replacement therapy was compared to no therapy, was associated almost two times increased number of hospitalization in the last year. And when the data was analyzed by four different age, sex, different combination of age sex groups, it appears that the increased risk was almost limited to the younger individual age under 60. Here is the results for number of prescription medications taken. And actually, the group difference was significant, statistically significant. A number of prescription medications taken, again, there was not much difference across either hypo or hyper compared to euthyroid. But thyroid hormone replacement therapy compared to no treatment was associated with almost 1.5 times greater number of prescription medications taken. And here's, again, age sex subgroup analysis. It appears, again, that increased risk were more pronounced in among the individuals age under 60. And these groups, difference across groups are statistically significant. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention that all of these results I showed are adjusted for race. Now I'm presenting the results in terms of thyroid status and treatment combination. Compared to the reference of no treatment and euthyroid, none of these combinations were none of these combined categories was showed statistically significant increase or decrease. But as you see, hypothyroid with treatment or hyperthyroid without treatment, you see some increased or decreased risk. And this was actually somewhat unexpected because in the previous slide, I showed that those who receiving treatment as a whole had a higher risk of hospitalization compared to those who are not receiving, but that you don't see here. In terms of number of prescription medications taken, those who are receiving the treatment and properly treated or undertreated, meaning hyperthyroid, they are taking greater number of medications. So given this result, I went back to, I did some additional analysis comparing the total sample, which I showed results from total sample, which I already showed. Repeat the same analysis restricting the subject to the thyroid subsample. And for some reason, which I still don't, I can't figure out, there was no association in the thyroid subsample. The association was there for the individual, including the total sample, but were not included in thyroid subsample. Again, I don't know why this was the case. Main results, to recap, was thyroid hormone replacement therapy versus no treatment were associated with a increased number of hospitalizations and medications. Hypo or hyperthyroidism are not associated with either of them. Thyroid hormone replacement therapy with hypo or euthyroidism versus no treatment was associated with increased number of medications. So we saw some current cross-sectional association between these two, some of these. And one way to interpret it is that the past treatment was could have been affecting the current overall health status. But that past statement, treatment would have preceded with by hypothyroidism. But in terms of cross-sectional association, we didn't see association between hyperthyroidism and overall health. So this interpretation is a thyroid health as a cause. Another possibility is the other way. Past overall health may have been affecting current treatment. And this could be sort of reverse causality sort of interpretation. And to look into this possibility a little more, I did additional analysis looking specifically treatment with thyroid disorder diagnosis 2 years and longer. So this was a sort of long-term treatment. And if we looked at that, increasing hospitalization was looked like to be almost limited to males under age 60. In terms of number of prescription medications, there was not much difference. This result indicates some of the association we saw earlier for hospitalization may be attributable to recent hospitalization. People had doctor checked the person, and he or she may have put on a thyroid hormone replacement therapy because something was found. So one additional interpretation is certain common cause was causing both. So to conclude, individual receiving thyroid hormone replacement therapy compared to those not are taking 1.5 times greater number of prescription medications other than thyroid hormone medications. This association was not only for those undertreated, but also for appropriately treated. Males under 60 receiving thyroid hormone replacement therapy compared to those not may be at higher risk for hospitalization, but this high finding will await confirmation from longitudinal study. Thank you.